the southeast coast of the mainland, there's an island called Rumblowee.
Rojai Rabbit's Gucci Gucci, the first to the born there in ages. The scarecrow can walk, the wall like a car, and their idols are running in ages.
And in the tree of plenty, there's a tree house, which is magic but also a school. And in that school, you might occasionally find Nero's class.
I would stop.
How can we help you today, Sir Flop-a-Lot?
Dear Gurumila.
There's no Gurumila here.
Check the roll.
No, none of you are called Gurumila.
Shame. It's a lovely name. I think I'll call me children that.
This is really odd. The Owlja Stop has never delivered a letter wrong.
We're witnessing history.
Not to mention a grievous breach of GDPR.
As the year 2076 draws to a close.
Huh?
It's you I wish I was with. I give my left wing to be back in Runglody, frolicking over the hilltops before the ramifications became...
That was extraordinary.
There's something in that box.
What now?
I'm about to get bitten again, aren't I?
In your dreams, pedagogue, it's only me.
Mayor Fatty Grothland.
How long have you been in that box for?
5 weeks. Maybe 6.
Why don't you ever help us when we need you the most?
I'm not your mammy. Do you want me to chop up your dinner for you as well?
He's got you there.
But I do gotta find out what's going on with the Owlja Stop. I won't rest for one single moment until I find out.
Why are you licking your back?
Oh, sorry.
He must have forgotten something.
Probably left behind his ball of twine.
Oscar Joyce is in the building. Groans of joy. That's what I like to hear.
There's no such thing as a groan of joy.
I came to remind you all about my book launch this afternoon.
Sorry, Oscar. We've got school.
Yeah, we couldn't possibly miss a minute of class.
Now, back to work. The guy that invented Gunch. What did you say his name was again?
Barney Funge.
Fascinating.
Ah, but I've specifically arranged the lunch for after school so that nobody has any excuse to miss it.
Well, I certainly won't be attending. Not after last time.
Why? What happened last time?
Your boring poems downsized me.
Ah, the incredible shrinking man, of course. Well, did I mention there'll be free nibbles?
What kind of nibbles?
Finger food, fizzy pops.
Give me that leaflet. We'll be there with bells on.
Stupendous news. I look forward to seeing you all there.
What's that? Dunno. Must have fallen out of his pocket. It's a page from the local town gazette. With Teabag Steve now missing for over 2 million seconds, it is almost time to elect a new teabag to the throne that's shaped like a teapot. But it has been an unprecedented election race filled with major disturbances. Blah, 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 blah.
Why on earth would Oscar care about a mainlander election?
Even weirder. Someone's written on it, to OJ.
Orange juice.
Oscar Joyce.
Oh, yeah.
Please, think about it. From Dave.
I wonder who Dave is. The only Dave I ever met is actually Teabag Steve's twin brother. Even worse than Steve. Last I heard, he was in jail
stop.
For putting...
I would stop.
Dear DJ Brendan.
No.
Different guy.
Congratulations. It's so cool that you got a job on the radio, even with your incredibly weird squawk.
Where's the birdie?
He already vamooshed.
And instead of a letter from the future, this time he read out a really old letter from whenever DJ Brendan started at the radio station.
Oh, and to think I was planning on having a nice lazy day.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I think we need to pay DJ Brendan a visit.
Look at you, Mr. Let's Go on a Quest.
Never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, that is not good. And this is just the beginning.
It's not just the hour, we just stop, you know. All the boards are acting kind of cuckoo.
We have Danvers on line one.
Mayor Fatty Grothland is curled up in my rug. He's after falling asleep in front of the fire. He must think he's still in his cat form.
Dermot the Hermit, line two.
Listen, everybody, just call me Dermot from now on. The hermit bit is just plain silly. I haven't even been a hermit for going on 12 and a half years now.
Mm-hmm. Sylvia Barbados, line three.
I've decided to quit music.
No!
I'll never write a song again.
As long as I live.
Is there anything we can do to make everything normal again?
Runglody normal.
You could try and undo some of the seven deadly actions, but ugh, didn't I tell you there'd be unprecedented major disturbances?
Yeah, but you also told us you'd been trapped by pocket-sized pirates.
Miniature marauders.
Hold on a second. That's the exact same phrase the newspaper used, talking about the teabag election.
Jackie's one or pocket-sized pirates?
No, unprecedented major disturbances.
By Jove, you're right. This might be even bigger than we thought.
How would we undo any of the actions? We can hardly unamuse a goblin.
Or unclip Nero's toenails.
Or unrename a goat.
Or can we?
Been a while since we were in Scapegoat Cave.
I think he wants us to call it Trustworthy Cave now.
I'll call it whatever he wants us to call it. It's his home and he's a lovely guy.
You know, I'm really not so sure we'll be able to convince him to change his name back.
Well, it might be our only hope.
Yeesh, it's darker than a shadow's pocket in here.
G-O-A-T.
Are you here?
He mustn't be home.
Ooh, I've still got Vesuvius' torch.
Whoa!
What is all of this?
The walls are covered in pictures.
Cave paintings. They're on the roof too.
Whoa!
This is remarkable. The colours, the detail.
Look, I think it starts over here, on this wall.
But that wall is blank.
Exactly.
There's the sun and the stars.
Dinosaurs. Then fish turning into monkeys. Cavemen.
A bombfire.
A puppet show.
Tools. Crops. Some sort of gorgeous jungle.
More animals than Vesuvius's waiting room.
What's this one? There's a palace and a carnival and a...
Look at that sign. World's Fair 1907.
This one is Runglody.
Oh yeah, there's us.
And then...
Nothing. Again.
Wow.
Do you think he did this?
The goat? What, with his little hooves?
Actually, I use Mother Nature's paintbrush. My tail.
I never knew you were a genius.
Me?
All of this. It's the most beautiful art I've ever seen.
Oh, just a little something I've been working on.
That's putting it lightly. Who taught you how to paint like this?
It's pretty easy. I figured it out.
Why have you never shown this to anyone?
Yeah, who knew we were living alongside the greatest painter of all time?
Well, I'm glad you like it, but I guess I never thought anyone would care about my art.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Sometimes it feels like you gotta be born with a license to be an artist. Like not just anybody has the right to call themselves an artist. Certainly not a goat.
That's malarkey. Especially if you're as good as this.
Yeah. Did your family never tell you how good you are?
Nah, my entire tribe was wiped out after snacking on some dodgy garbage.
All garbage is dodgy.
Not when you're a goat, it ain't. I was left to fend for myself in the back alleys of the Big Smoke. Used to sneak into the pictures to watch the Goatfather trilogy. Must have watched those movies 1,000 times. That's how I learned to talk. Hey, want to see my book?
You have a book as well?
It's the size of a limo.
12,000 pages. The first of an 8-part series.
What's it all about?
Who we are, where we came from. The journey of life. Carrots.
I must say, you're a much deeper goat than I first thought.
Cheers, buddy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go take a leak.
Okay, now we need to focus on why we came here. The ramification fiasco.
Our dear friend has no idea how brilliant he is. That's the greatest fiasco of all.
He is not going to change his name back to the scapegoat.
What if we could fix both things at once? What if he had a pen name?
You and your pen obsession.
No, you know when someone writes a book, but they don't use their real name?
Oh, so instead of unrenaming him, we could...
Re-rename him.
That just might work.
What I miss?
Nero said he's going to find a mainland publisher for your book.
I did?
So that everybody can see your genius and you can finally get the respect you deserve.
You do that? For me?
Ah, actually, yeah. My good pal Quentin hosts a big chat show on TV every Friday night. He definitely has the right connections to help get it published.
Stupendous news! What day is it today?
Friday.
Well, what are we waiting for?
To the TV studio on the mainland.
That's not what I meant.
Okay, but there's one thing we need to...
Ah! Oh, you nearly gave me an heart attack.
How would you stop?
Dear Oscar, me again.
Oh, sugar, we forgot all about Oscar's book lunch.
That's fine. So what's he going to do about it?
Tonight's the night. I hope you'll consider
it. Let's just ignore him. To thou this house within this oak.
We now thee give a gentle poke.
I can't believe we're actually here. There's the TV studio.
Do you think they'd ever give us a show?
No chance.
So, the GOAT. There's just one thing.
What?
See, sadly, Quentin has a lifelong fear of goats. And...
sure, caprophobia. I lived in a big smoke. I'm used to it.
Yeah, but see, the thing is...
you need me to act like a human, take on a human-sounding name...
that's exactly it.
How about Joe 80?
Oh, yeah. That really makes you sound like a skin people.
Oh, and stick the suit on.
Gotta look your best.
And can you walk on your two back legs?
Anything, if it means finally getting my work out into the world. How do I look?
You look smashing. I never guessed that you were really a goat.
Quentin! Quentin! Hey, Quentin! It's me, Quentin! Hey, Quentin!
Graham Pinata! Long time!
Graham's gone. I'm Professor Nero now.
About time. How marvelous. Loving the monocle eye patch combo.
Pretty cool, hey? Say, listen. This is my friend Joe 80.
Joe! Quentin Fletcher. A pleasure to meet you. Wow, you have such hard hands. Did anyone ever tell you you've got really hard hands?
Joe's written a book. It's astonishing. A ripping yarn. And we were...
you wanted to get him on the show? Well...
No, actually...
tonight's your lucky night. One of our guests just cancelled. Joe 80, you're on in five. The rest of you can go hang out in the VIP area until then.
But, meh.
What?
He said, meh.
Yeah, he wants to know if you have a map to the VIP area.
Oh no, it's just in here. Wait, he's not a goat, is he?
Well, would a goat be able to talk?
Of course not. Okay, good. See you out there, Joe.
So, Quentin, about Joe's book, I was just wondering if you'd be able to put us in touch with somebody who might be able to...
what's all this stuff?
The sign says backstage catering.
I know catering means food. So, backstage must mean free. Free food. No.
And look at this. Hundreds of promotional pens for the station and the show. Yoink.
My belly's giving these chocolates a hero's welcome.
Ah, well, that was easy.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Barney Funge?
That's me, all right.
You're my hero. Oh,
looks like everything is working out nicely for the pupils of Nero's class. Seems like we may have actually put an end to those blasted ramifications.
Welcome to the Night Night Show, and I'm your host, Quentin Fletcher. We've got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Not only will we be electing our nation's brand new teabag live on air for the first time ever...
what?
Huh?
What?
But we'll also have an interview with Barney Funge, the guy that invented Gunge. But first, a man who has written a gobsmacking debut novel. It'll go on sale tomorrow exclusively at BiblioBuckley's Page City. Please welcome the world's hottest new author, Joe 80.
Why are you all looking at me like that?
That's no author. That is a billy goat.
Oscar Joyce! What the... all this talk about ramifications has made me want to ram things.
Put you on break. Commercial break. Professor Nero, I nearly died out there. You promised me he wasn't a goat.
I didn't. You asked if he was a goat and I said, would a goat be able to talk?
Ah, you got me. Good one, Nero, you blackguard. Luckily, he's been captured and sent to the zoo. Now, I gotta get back out there. We've got an election to run.
The zoo? They can't put him in the zoo. He's the number one genius of our lifetime.
I've never heard such crud in all my days. He's not even the number one genius in Runglody. I am!
Oscar Joyce, what are you doing here?
You wouldn't even come to my book launch. Too busy fawning over Vincent van Gogh. Well, luckily I found somebody who does appreciate my work. My superfan, Dave.
How are yous, lads?
Teabag Steve's twin brother, Dave. What are you up to?
Ah, just helping this fella to become Teabag Oscar.
What?
Yep, should be easy enough. All of the other candidates have mysteriously dropped out of the race.
Why? What have you done to them?
Not much.
He's using you, Oscar. He can't run for Teabag himself because everyone knows he's rotten. You're just his puppet.
You take that back. He loves my poems.
Yep, great poems. Really, really good rhymes and all.
Name one.
No time to. We've got an election to steal. I mean win.
Toodaloo, boys and girls. Prepare yourselves for the first ever Mrunglodian teabag. And no, you won't be invited to my inauguration ceremony.
This is a disaster for the island.
He's gone rogue. That Dave creep has him under his thumb.
Imagine he could just get Oscar to do his poems for anyone that got in his way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
I bet that's exactly what he's up to.
If Dave can shrink down his enemies, he'll have half the country in jam jars by this time next week.
Now, we're just a few minutes away from opening up our phone lines to elect a new teabag. As it stands, there's only one candidate, so...
Guys, we need to talk.
Don't say it.
No.
From the moment I arrived in Mrunglodi, I've been fascinated by your island and amazed by the three of you. Rome, you're wise beyond your years. Jackie, you're a natural-born leader. And Scooch, you're Scooch. And nobody else can say that.
They'd better not.
I wish I didn't have to do this, but I do. I need to make sure that Dave and his pet poet aren't handed the keys to the country, to make sure he can't get his claws into Mrunglodi. You saw how much his brother wanted to pillage and plunder the place. He'd be even worse. Mrunglodi needs to be protected, preserved, kept off the maps.
But what about us? Remember, if we don't have a teacher, we'll be sent to the mainland.
Not if I'm the teabag. Don't worry, we'll figure something out.
And the G-O-A-T?
Releasing him from the zoo will be my first order of business. Then we'll fix all the other stuff. I need to do this. Oscar Joyce can't run unchallenged.
I'll run too. Hopefully one of us can stop them.
Barney Funge.
I see I've dedicated my entire life to flying the flag for goodness and kindness, as well as creating thick yet runny neon-coloured substances.
Let's do it, Barney. Let's get out there and put our names into the kettle to try to become the teabag. Wish us luck, kids.
Good luck.
And whatever happens, we just want you to know.
Yes?
You're the best teacher we've ever had.
Thank you. That really means a lot to... Oh, I get it. Oh, good one, Scooch.
I think I'm gonna cry.
We'll have to share my hanky.
I'm already on to me second sleeve.
Now, our audience may be gone, but we are still here. The lines are closed and voting is now over. All of your premium texts and calls have been counted and verified. We can now announce that the person who will succeed Teabag Steve as our glorious nation's gorgeous teabag is... None other than the one and only
Neo's Class was written, directed, composed, and edited by Bobby Ahern. This episode starred
Hugh Cooney,
Penny O'Dwyer,
Ryan Sheridan, Elsie Akinduko,
Aoife Spratt,
Gary Sheridan,
Peter McGann,
Bridget McLean,
Bronwyn Murphy-White,
Tim Falcon, Ryan, and Bobby Ahern.
Quentin.
Sound design by
Eamon Bailey.
Co-produced by
Maggie Fagan,
Lucy Jorgensen,
and
Nicky Cochran.
Cover art by
Ruin Van Bleet.
Special thanks to Barry, Leisha, and Nicky. Funded by RTE and Commission the Man with the television license fee.